A life of faith is many things, but is not predictable. John the Baptist worked at not being predictable. He stirred up and probably scared people with his messages of repentance, being baptized with water for the forgiveness of sins, and the coming of one even mightier than him. He was, as one might say, an expert in unpredictability. And yet, even John ends up surprised, as his perspective, his plan, and his assumptions about how things would work didn't pan out at all as he expected. Jesus surprises John as he comes to be baptized by John at the River Jordan. John tries to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" Disbelief, surprise, and perhaps even fear are evident. And it is only when Jesus assures him that this is the way to fulfill all righteousness that John relents and allows himself to do something unexpected, something out of his comfort zone. In baptizing Jesus, John takes a risk. His baptism by water for forgiveness of sins is enhanced and expanded to be so much more because he does it. And to this day, we celebrate not only our forgiveness, but also the gift of abundant life blessed by the Spirit of God. A life of faith is many things, but it is not predictable. When I was growing up, I lived in a community of about 2,000 people, sometimes they would say including cats and dogs, where there were five churches of five different denominations. We knew who did not go to church. The church was the center of the community. Now, some 30 years later, I work in a neighborhood that has at least 2,000 people, where there are at least five churches of at least five different denominations. And mostly I know who does go to church. The church is more on the edge of the community. Just in my lifetime, the unexpected has happened. Perspectives and plans and assumptions about the place of the church in society have changed dramatically. It is almost unexpected for churches like this one to survive now, let alone thrive. To do so, as Bishop Drainville preached a few weeks ago, we need to let go of our attachment to the kind of church we are and move to become a different church, one where our motto is, be prepared for change. This does not mean letting go of our values and gifts and strengths and traditions. In fact, it means being very clear about those things that we have been discovering and naming and celebrating through the process of appreciative inquiry. And it means being responsive to the unpredictable Spirit of God and having an openness to do things differently. Last week, Gordon was in communication with Herbie O'Driscoll, a former rector of this parish and probably the most well-known author and preacher in the Anglican Church of Canada. All of us wanted to preach like Herbie, and still do. Herbie had this to say in his correspondence with Gordon. We all have a choice of attitude about the evolving future. We can either be mourners or midwives. The former weep for what has been. The latter enable the future to be born. Over the past few months and years, in my short time here, St. John's has changed. As surely as we need to own who we are, our values of commitment, creativity, and compassion, we need to be open to the unpredictable, unexpected opportunities, and we need to take some risks in order to live abundantly in Jesus Christ. Sometimes these opportunities come at just the right moment, even though they are born out of things that are very familiar to us. When I first came to St. John's, as one does, I worked weeks on end of 14-hour days. And I still do once in a while when I'm insane. And there was no opportunity during those first 3 months to grocery shop, let alone to cook or make meals or eat at my home. And so, two doors down, our neighbors, the Ministry of Coffee, saved my life. And over time, we at St. John's have developed a strong relationship with them. By the amount of Ministry of Coffee cups in our garbage on any given Sunday morning, they clearly contribute to our worship by keeping you awake during the sermon. They cater our events, and I presided at the wedding of one of the owners. We have collaborated together on a patio, and we are working together to build this urban village of ours. Alex and Foddy, the owners of the Ministry of Coffee, have come to us with a proposal in which they would like to move their business to our property, more specifically to our hall. They have outgrown their space, and in 2018, their lease expires. And after researching and checking out all the other possible locations in downtown Ottawa, their first location choice is here at St. John's. They currently have two other locations, and this was another one, and they plan to have five in total over the next few years. But the flagship, beautiful, amazing coffee shop they would like to have with us. Over the next few weeks, you will have the opportunity to hear more about their proposal and to have conversations with Alex and Foddy, I hope, as well, because they are inspiring young men committed to the building up of community. The next two Sundays, after church, we will have an opportunity for you to meet and talk about the proposal. We'll have some facts and questions that we know will be asked, ready for you to look at, and we'll have some casual meetings. The third Sunday after that, there will be a potluck brunch, because it's a fifth Sunday, and we're going to celebrate with the 8 o'clock at a joint potluck between services, and I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. The week after that is our annual financial meeting, getting ready for vestry. None of what we're talking about really affects next year's budget. It is beyond that. And on February 12th, we are having our vestry. And there, we will need to make a decision as to whether we move ahead to explore this possibility, because they need, of course, to know at least where we are at. I need you to know that Corporation and the Making Connections Working Group are working hard to ensure that this falls within our values and our mandate. Corporation is working with the diocesan property and finance team to evaluate the risks, the legalities, and all of that stuff. And Corporation, the working group, and Parish Council are working and already have done some work about reimagining how we can use our space more wisely. Pray, please, for all of the people that are already doing the work around this. Pray for us in discernment. Pray for Alex and Foddy as they look to expand their business. And all along the way, all the checks and balances which are part of our church hierarchy and system must be met before any of this comes to fruition. I believe that we at St. John's have the commitment to minister in this place well into the future and to work well with new and unexpected partners. I believe that we have the creativity to accommodate all our space needs, as well as those of the well, the Ministry of Coffee, the shop, and our current ministries and those of the future, and to diversify our income in this way would be very helpful. I believe that we have the compassion to allocate annually a substantial part of the proceeds from any rental we might receive to outreach ministry, so that we can not only continue what we do, but enhance our ministry in the neighborhood to those who need it the most. I believe we have the courage to hear the voice of the Spirit in an unexpected opportunity, that we have the attitude of a midwife who helps the future to be born, and that we can choose to have abundant life in Jesus Christ. If I did not believe these things, the proposal would have died right away. And I believe we can move forward together. A life of faith is many things, but it is not predictable. Gone are the days when the church on its own can be the center of any urban community. However, in partnership, we can be so much more. These days, people need a third space, it's called, a place that is not home or that is not work, but somewhere that they can be, to meet people or to be on their own, to reflect or to be in community, kind of like a sacred space. In our society, we all know that coffee shops, and yes, they serve tea, are such places. It's why they're so popular. It's not just the coffee, it's what happens there. And we have the opportunity to become a third space, to bring the sacred aspect of that, to provide ministry and partnership in a whole new way. John Fletcher, I'm quoting you, you didn't know this, he said this at a parish council meeting recently, "One day, I hope the ministry of coffee will be known as the coffee shop in the church, and St. John's will be known as the church with a coffee shop." Someone else also said to me, "Wouldn't this be amazing? Imagine what I could do at St. John's all in one day. I could come early and have my feet cared for at the foot clinic. I could go to a Bible study or a reflection group. I could have counseling with one of the clergy, maybe attend a service. I could drop off some donated clothes for the women of the well. I could go shopping for some new things at the thrift shop. And when I was done all of those things, I could have coffee and lunch at the Ministry of Coffee, all in one place." We have values and strengths and gifts at St. John's. The Ministry of Coffee has values and gifts and strengths. And if we can think about bringing them together, we will discover values and strengths and gifts that we can't even imagine. A life of faith is many things, but it is not predictable. Bishop Drainville challenged us to bring all the people in and to then go back out again and bring in more. And so I leave you with his words that he left us with a number of weeks ago. This great challenge to us is not just change. The great challenge is abundant life. The Lord came that we might have abundant life. And if we are going to have abundant life, it means that we must embrace it. And that means embracing things we don't know, we don't understand, we've never done before. But we do it in the sure knowledge that the Spirit is with us and we are guided by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.